All right. We had a heated discussion about child support and a Texas law that won't let the deadbeat dad get his car registered. And so in the half hour that happened, Sybil and I had to hug it out to continue the show this morning. We're good now, okay? Jay was smart enough to tap out.
I tapped out, player. I don't know why you kept fighting, because you weren't going to win this one, man. It was no win.
Texas said, "I'm glad you tapped out." He said, "I'm glad you tapped out, Jay, because you couldn't have won that match without a manager like Corey Holcomb." And
no way. I don't think you could have won it with Corey. She went to slow, low talk, player, which is no man has ever won slow, low talk. No man.
What's
undefeated?
The slow, low talk.
Slow low talk is when they take it down very low. It's very low to where you almost can't hear it. And it's slow. Like, you, there's no need for that. No
because you all don't respond. If you go high and loud, then they don't respond. Then they get.
So I'll be like,
like you usually do.
And yeah, then, like I usually and still do it. But do a slow, low talk.
But if you would just take a moment and think about
I see what you mean.
But I don't want to take a moment.
But just
slow, low
down.
Talking is undefeated, huh?
Calm
it's undefeated,
down.
Player.
Undefeated.
Think about it. Okay. We're not saying all men are deadbeats. We're just saying that all men or women, if you're having
trouble. No, you don't understand.
And that's where it goes left.
Can't beat that.
You go off the rails.
Then you pass out, your head hurting.
Yeah. You've taken all the oxygen out. You're getting all lightheaded and everything.
You know, I'm woozy.
I know, but calm down.
Speaking of child support, DMX has now 15 children.
Number 15.
Number 15.
What?
Boy. That's what Huggy. Wow. Do you think he knows all the names of all 15
Hell
of his children?
No. No.
There are parents that don't know all two of their kids' names.
They don't know two of them, right?
And they can run through the whole list, and the kid just stands at, you know what your name is. You know who I'm talking to.
You know your name. Come here. Know what your name is. Come here.
Just like your daddy. Come on over here.
Come on.
15.
15 kids.
Yeah.
That we know of.
Yeah.
George Foreman is coming up. You know, he named all his kids.
He made it easy.
Yeah, he did it the easy way. He named all his kids George. Even the girls.
Sometimes DMX don't know his name.
Now we've seen that. That would be true.
Yeah.
The Braxtons. Tony has a brand new car from her. From her boyfriend, Birdman.
Put some respect on it, man.
Respect.
That Bentley.
SUV.
She got a new Bentley. But then Tamar is having problems, domestic problems with Vince.
This has been rumored for a while.
Yeah, they've been doing this before,
They are, they're battlers. They're fighters.
So the article says the couple got involved in an intense physical domestic dispute at the Ritz-Carlton in Buckhead in Atlanta last night. Over the weekend, mm-hmm. resulting in Tamar calling the police on Vince. During the altercation, Vince actually bit Tamar on her hand. On her finger so badly that he drew blood, and she ended up calling the police. But she have a finger in his face?
She did.
Yeah, but you can't bite.
You can't punch a man in the head with your finger.
But you can't bite her, Jay.
I know. You can't push a fat head like that. I'd probably use two fingers, but I know. Do you hear me?
Yeah, there's a lot of that, yeah. But you can't bite a woman, Jay.
I'll bite that off.
I dare you.
Yeah, the article says.
Double dog dare you. Bite me.
The article says it's not the first time that these two have gotten into physical fights. And everybody around them is talks about it all the time, that they get in fights all the time.
But also some other things have come up, you know, because the word is that she has removed him as her manager. You know, she lost the job on The Real.
And there's rumors of cheating on both sides?
Yeah.
But that's been... One thing Vince can do is bite. That's for damn sure.
Oh, my God. Really, David? That's where he gets the...
I've been working all morning for that, Sid.
Please. I know. Okay. Okay.
Please, let it.
I know. And you've been working hard.
I've been working hard.
I know. I'm not going to take that. I'm not going to bite the hand that just...
I'm done. Just let him do it.
George Foreman has a new TV show.
Yes.
A new TV show called Better Late Than Never. And it premieres tonight. And George Foreman is coming up next on the TJMS.